Welcome to Shulam Achshava on the Daf. She responds to Lo Nishvas Arbi Akasholim Leah Basitzchok, and Lo Nishvas my great uncle, Rabbi Yoyim Manuel Ben Shalom Hartman, who was niftar this week. We're only going to have a Dizor and Daf Lametches, and the Gemara on this Daf discusses the Gzer Derabonon of Bishul Akum, a cooking by a goy that's usher. And the Gemara in the beginning of Amud Daf tells us that anything which is eaten raw, and anything which is Eino Oilel Shulcha Melokim, doesn't go on the king's table. It's not appropriate to serve by the king, doesn't have the issur of Bishul Akum. To understand why these things are not included in the Gzeir, and why the Gzeir is specifically talking about cooking, let's start with the Yaris Dvash, Chilak Aleph, Yushud Aleph, who tells us a big yisoid. He says, before Chait Adam Arishan, before Adam Arishan did the Chait, no food in the world needed any cooking or baking. Everything was ready to eat. He brings the Gemara in Ksuvas that says, Lasid Lavoi, the trees will just bring out gluskaris. It means bread will grow on the trees. You're not going to have to bake it. So what changed? So it says, Arinis and Ibishes, what changed is that when the Nachash came and he made the Adam and Chavo eat from Eitz Hadas, he lowered and he put venom into the food of the world. And the only way to overcome the Nachash is through fire. Fire is greater than the Koyach of the Nachash. So that's why the food that Adam eats, mainly the main food Adam eats, the lechem, the basar, the main oichel of the Adam, requires cooking and baking in order to remove all the venom, all the eres of the nachash. Some foods have more of the koyach of the nachash, and some foods have less. The more the food has the koyach of the nachash, the more cooking and baking is required. The less it has, the more raw you can eat it. And brings that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and says, where's the broch on the bread should be? And the place where it cooked, where it baked the most. Because that means that's where it was fixed the most. So that's the idea of bishul, of cooking in general. And Likutei Halachos of Breslev, he goes on, takes the same idea and continues it on to explain the idea of bishul akum. And he says like this, bishul is what takes the food and makes it roi lachila, makes it a maichel odom. By cooking it, you're taking away all the psoilus, all the bad, all the sitrach, the cause of the nachosh, and you make it roi l'machal adam, it's roi for Adam to eat. That tikkun that makes it into Adam, that takes away the evil from the world, cannot be done by a goy. A goy cannot give us the food, cannot take away the koiches around the world, give it to a yid. This is what we mentioned the previous year, the Maharal, that we learned from the Pasuk, that when Shemini taught their Heretz, that the tikkun oichel of a yid should not depend on a goy. Tikkun oichel, now we're understanding, is not just to go and make it ready to eat, to be eaten. But if Shabbos take away all the koyich sarah and the sitrach that the food has, that's something a goy cannot do. It continues on and says, that's the reason it has to be oilel shulchan melochim. Because it has to be dover chashivus that belongs to an adam. It has to be a maichel chashuv umichubot sheish bugdushi yoiser. And especially in Malchus, it goes on to explain what Malchus is all about. But the idea is that in this world, we're Oisek and Mimamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we want to have food that belongs to Melochim, that belongs to Prina of Malchus. That's the food that we want to take away the Koyches Arah from. And therefore, if it's not such Chash of a food, so the Goy can do it. Now we're not asking, now we don't have a problem with the Goy to do. And Dover HaNechol Kamoy Shuchai, something you can eat raw, that means it doesn't need a tikkun. So immediately you don't really need the goy. The goy, if the food is edible as it is, so really what the goy is doing in cooking doesn't really have an effect. I mean, it makes it maybe a different taste a little bit. Something, you know, you have a cooked carrot, so it tastes different than a regular carrot, but you're not taking away over here the koyches anachosh. You're not doing a tikkun oichel, which brings away, takes away the koyches sitrachel. So that's why davoshe oichel nechel kamosh yuchai will be mutter for Yisrael to eat. So the gzeiro of Bishul Akum is that the goy should not be involved in making something ready for Yisrael to eat. Putting the koyach of Eish that removes the koyaches around the world, that has to be done by Yisrael. That's what Rabbanu and Gazru, that's what they told us to do, and that's the concept of Bishul Akum. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashova, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomashova@gmail.com.